Correct. And which is why I was going to back you up by saying, I know we have shelters, I know we have geriatric hospitals, I know we have psychiatric units. We need to determine how, and we talk about people being abandoned at the hospital too. We need to determine how we take care of some of our elderly people who find themselves in the situation like the one you've just described with this gentleman. We have, I find we have too many males in particular who live alone and who die alone. And I mentioned this to one of my callers who told me don't go there when I spoke about Observer. Too many. And sometimes they will tell you, oh, they wanted to be alone, yes. And sometimes they want to be alone because they can't put up with the harassment and whatever other things that they don't want to put up with. The horning and the harassment and people taking advantage of them. They said, let me go on my own and scramble for myself.
For myself, right.
And then comes the time when, you know, they fall apart. They get old, they get incontinent, they can't reach the stove, their knees ain't working so good no more, they head a little confused, all those kinds of things.
Mr. Johnson,
we need to have a way to care for elderly.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
Mr. Johnson?
Yes, sir.
I was saying for years, right, that there's a lot of little pieces of land out there, that we should really build a place, we'll call it a hostel or whatever. We know we got one at the George Dana Hospital, but that takes in people from all over Barbados.
Mm-hmm.
I believe that in communities, right, when we have a portion of land, we should build something for these people so that people can, in the area can go and take care of them, take them to the district. They will feel a sense of belonging.
Belonging to an area.
Rather than taking him from the pine or somebody. From
and putting him in St. Lucie at, or putting him, put him out
and these
in.
These things that these we have been fighting for years, but to know their representatives come and go. And people get to a state where I believe that people cares nothing about the elderly. Thanks very much for your time here.
Sir, I thank you as well. When we look at developing some of the places we have, the St. Peter Hospital that's been lying there for the longest while comes to mind. If we're going to develop places like that for persons to come from overseas and rehabilitate themselves and relax and rejuvenate their ailing spirits, well, the least we could do is try to have some accommodation for elderly. They may be able to pay for some of the facilities that they use. I know we have the village that we set up by the Soroptimist. That was one place that was set up by a service group. But there's a need for a couple more of those somewhere in Barbados. I have a serious concern about our elderly, and I do not believe that just giving them units that they cannot maintain, either because income is not enough to keep lights burning and water paid. And I heard a gentleman saying yesterday in his contribution that he was 80 something and he shouldn't have to pay land tax, and he should not have to pay land tax and pay for his lights and water, etc. Brass Tax, good afternoon.
Peace be unto you in the name of the Lord and Savior Jesus Christ, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Yes.
I got the voice right this time.
Yes, please. I listened to Mark yesterday, and I listened to him today also. But bear with me, Mr. Johnson. Let me say something. In my young days, I am an electrician. I'm not able to work because of my disability. But in my young days, teenager, I studied radio and television, even though there wasn't any television in Barbados at the time, because television only came to Barbados in 1964, if I can recall. But we were still able to do the subject. And at that time, we could have gone to a store in Bay Street. We could have gone to various places. Even like, there was a place there across the bridge, you know, I don't want to call the name, but I know it in my mind. in Bay Street with Sal Radio Parks and all that.
West Riley Electronics was the place I remember on Bay Street where I used to get.
West Riley was late, I'm talking about.
Earlier on? Okay. I didn't know about earlier on. I only know West Riley when I became interested in radio parts.
It is a store now that sells a lot of toys for children and so.
Lorry Dash?
They're in Bay Street over there.
Lorry Dash?
Lorry Dash. We could have gone to Lorry Dash and we could have bought any kind of resistor. Capacitor of any value.
Transformers and so on.
To repair all sorts of, equipment. At
radio.
That time. We could have repaired radio.
Televisions and tubes.
Television, yes, and whatnot.
Mm-hmm.
But then after the hair purchase business start to come up, the people, you will start going to the stores and you can't get a capacitor that only just costs a dollar something, or resistor, the transistor wasn't even up yet. But the fact remains is we could have repaired a lot of things we had. Once you had a little voltmeter, you could have checked and see what was wrong with this thing, mm-hmm. and you can fix it.
Mm-hmm.
I eventually also I had to stop doing radio and television because I couldn't get the parts. You could study the subject, but you can't get the parts. And because you can't get the parts, we can get you a new one.
Mm-hmm.
You can go to some credit store and get a new one and pelt wear that. Mm-hmm. And we start creating the habit of pelting wear, dumping, everything. Sometimes the cord on these equipment is just broken,
mm-hmm.
The cord that pushing the house plug,
mm-hmm.
and eventually you can fix it, but you can't get these things, these just small, slight things that cost very little money, but you have to now go to the store, and man, you can get a new one for no down payment. Sometimes people bring radios, Mark talked about microwave ovens and all those sort of things that could be fixed. You are there, Brent, and you tell them, so is the case. When you hear the shout, they're going to the hire purchase store and no down payment, and they left you with that. You understand what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You got to do research for it. Before you can find out what's wrong with it.
But we've come almost full circle with that, right? Where you would find that people then began to either try to make the parts themselves, or you could also find people who would salvage old bits and pieces and put it together. I know we had a technical operator here who once saw about 4 or 5 double cassette boom boxes being thrown out because they quote unquote weren't working. And he sat down and pulled down all 4 or 5 of them. And in a matter of less than 2 hours, he had 2 fully functional boom boxes
that were
literally waiting on the garbage truck to pick up. And he looked and said to me, look at these and tell me what's wrong with them. So I checked, fast forward, record. Say nothing wrong with them. He said, right, there were 5 of them thrown out, and I just made 2 out of 5. So the talent has always been there, sir. It's just a case of whether people wanted to do it or not.
Yeah, but what is the matter here is that since that we are called a privilege of going to the stores and getting a new one,
mm-hmm.
sometimes you want washing machines that could be repaired, people pelt them away. People got stools and all sorts of things that, as long as it will start begin to rust because you can't get all the rust out of the metals, so it will begin to rust. But you can replace, you can rebuild the body. We have people here at Busy Williams and those places who could rebuild the body.
Mm-hmm.
And you don't have to go and say, you can trust a new one. We have to get rid of this higher purchase thing, which puts you in a lot of trouble. And I always heard, I listened to two old men at a bus stop talking one day. And the man said he would never go to any store and trust nothing except he had that amount of money inside the bank. Because if he took sick or something happened to him, he wouldn't be able to pay the monthly installments. And then, therefore, they will come out and carry ready things. So he got to have the money in the bank. Now, this is what I came up with. If you have $2,000 in the bank, Mr. Johnson, you go to this credit store and you ask them how much for a washing machine. They give you a cash price, right? Then when you do so, you ask them, well, how much is credit? If you got $2,000 in the bank, go and take the money off the bank of your account and then turn around and pay back the money, the installment that you would pay the car purchase list, pay it back to the bank and see what will happen to your account at the end of the 2 or 3 years that they give you to pay back for this thing. And you pay for it cash, and you could sleep comfortably when the night comes. Mr. Johnson, give me the privilege one just to say one thing. A gentleman who laid to rest today, mm-hmm. a man may call Mr. Ivan Wilson, the first Barbadian engineer or colored engineer to be, electrical engineer in Barbados, which will be interred today. Mr. Ivan Wilson, I first met him when I started to do installation, and the first job I had on my own as a responsible person, working for a gentleman called Mr. C.N. Greenwich at the time. And he had the contract of rewiring the Bailey Clinic, which we now call the Bayview Hospital. And I had the responsibility of that job at that time. When it was to be inspected, I, looking for the inspector to come, but lo and behold, who turned up but the chief electrical inspector himself. And that man spent that whole day with me. Mr. Johnson, I want to say that he reminded me of a father, a brother. The way he talked to me. Little things that I didn't say that I have 100% everything right. He fixed them right there and then. And he passed the job. I was elated. A relationship between myself and Mr. Ivan Wilson. And I want to tell you that of all the chief electrical engineers in Barbados, he was a human being. And I want to say that if they could get the engineers to be like him rather than every one of them their own self, which was because most of the things that I talked about, I've always consulted him even before I talk. And therefore, I want to say that to the friends and family and all those of Mr. Ivan Wilson, as an electrical person myself, I want to give God thanks and praise for lending him to us. And may he rest in peace. God bless you, Mr. Johnson.
Thank you as well, sir. Always good to hear from you. And Keep your spirits up. This is Dr. Brass Stacks. My WhatsApp is back up, and geez, the messages are all over the place. But I'm going to pick on this one because it's a couple of the ones I saw. Someone sent a message saying that flyovers take up a lot of space that Barbados doesn't have. And this other WhatsApp answers that comment nicely for me. It said, first of all, during the building of the highway, we heard these flyovers. The flyover should take you miles over congested areas and exit minus congestion. What was mooted was simply ramps. So for the person who said it would take up a lot of space, not what the drawings showed. The drawings literally showed an overpass on a very narrow area. So the person called it ramps. Said, take for instance, the ramps would start opposite St. Barnabas Church, exit opposite SLAM, re-enter past Light and Power, exit before the Bell Junction. Every time you'd exit back into traffic, the area by Warren's roundabout was never implemented due to a lack of open space. Person says, Barbados is a maze of roads cutting across traffic. We need to increase one-way traffic. I keep saying that one of our challenges is this turning right against the flow of traffic. It causes problems. And even when it's cut, it's done illegally. Let me put it that way. Brass Stacks, good afternoon. Hello.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Good afternoon, my dear. How are you?
I'm good. How are you?
I am good when I hear you.
Oh, that's nice. That's
what's up?
That's the thing I hear. I called to tell you that I drive on the electrical bus.
Good.
I am not finished with. I still can drive a few more times in different directions to see everything for myself.
Mm-hmm.
I took it from all things to sort stone.
Mm-hmm.
I didn't know if it was going to roll down on the car or step on. I don't know if you guys didn't know how to roll the bus. The bus is beautiful. And like, the only thing I have to say is, and also all the disabled can travel free once. It was only the blind that can travel free. But the judge told me that disabled can travel free. So I am already the physical disabled.
Mm-hmm.
The physical disabled. Because you really want to know the feeling of the bus. Then the physical disabled. Physical disability, who knows who we care to see how they can grill each other on it.
Mm-hmm.
I turn at the bus stops instead of having a shelter that can fasten a wall to the bus stops, make it easier. I didn't see how the lift is work. I don't know if you guys didn't know about the list or not. Anyhow,
mm-hmm.
they are beautiful guys on it. My two fears is the rules and the school changes.
Mm-hmm.
How long they last. But having said that, I thank and I get it like you also. To take a bite on them for yourself.
Mm-hmm.
And see, really see it, because you were in the fight with us. So I want you to take a bite. You can park your car and take a bite.
I plan to. I want to do a couple routes. I want to do Spitestown to the airport. I want to do the city circle because right. I've seen those in particular. Because one, there are things that I want to check for myself.
Yes,
for example, the ability to, if you're hearing impaired or if you're visually impaired, whether there are any obstacles in the way. I want to go through all those things because while I have seen the unit and while I've heard some of the features, as you said, the best thing to do, the pudding is in the eating. You got to sit down and see how it works. And I've promised to put 2 days of the week aside. As a matter of fact, I told a couple of my colleagues here, including my telephone operator here, let's do a Sunday run on it to get different people's opinions of it.
Yeah, different opinions. And if you can have persons that nobody recognize them also, because mm-hmm. so that you get how everything works. And as you said, I tend to do more runs in different directions because I want to check out how the driver, how the bus operates. And they have a, when you press the button, there is a stop light. So they just see the the desperacy that stopped, so they doesn't know that they will be so out. Well, for the blind, there is nothing, is there, has a good, because system that, later, that might happen. Also, in the bus stands, I think the bus stands, because I travel from I travel city, I travel the bypass.
Mm-hmm.
And when I reached the flight stand, that was the first night I ever went to the
terminal
flight stand.
Mm-hmm.
There was nothing there to tell you which gate or nobody to talk to.
Right.
And when I find somebody and the person was not too friendly, so mm-hmm. I think the bus stand need a speaker system and the monitors on the wall need to work that if anybody, because when you're training, you're not only training for the disabled, you're training for the wider society also, because some persons are able to see, some persons are able to hear. But the bus is, and you know that the same issues, because usually I'm back there,
mm-hmm.
the same issue that people is speaking about now, but the same issues are back there.
Correct.
And the bus is in Barbados, and they're beautiful. I like to say thanks. I like to thank a lot of persons who let you know that was in the fight to see these news and buses that endless to see it. And I had to say, thank God, when I stepped on and sit down, that I am still here to see it. History.
Yeah.
So I said thanks to all of them. A lot of persons who woke before and after.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody cannot take the credit. Not persons who work for cities, meaning buses, and I like all the people, I like the family,
mm-hmm.
understanding.
Take a ride.
After eating,
yeah.
Take a drive.
Take a ride.
I do it by myself, and I can do it again.
You were by yourself?
Yeah, I
thought you had company. No, I have to tell you, I am happy that these buses will integrate persons with disabilities into the travel system. Yes, I know they are, you could call for buses, and that was introduced, and people said it took a while. If they had children who needed a pickup, it would take so long. Now that they can travel with their children on the same unit, I am hoping that it makes a difference. Once we get back out of COVID and we return to life as normal as we could have it, I would like persons who have members of their family who are disabled to reach out to them. Whether they're hearing impaired, visually impaired, whether they have mobility issues, to take them for a ride, go with them, see if they need, restrainers in the seats to hold people who, for example, there are persons who have myasthenia who won't be able to hold themselves upright. If there are ways they can sit, or someone could sit with them to make sure that they, people who have muscular problems, all these things. So as far as possible, we make our disabled community feel a part of our daily lives and that they can take trips on public transportation without being an inconvenience to anybody, which sometimes is how we feel.
That is very true. That is very true, because it's such a pleasure that you can walk out to the bus stop and catch the bus. I can't do it there. I live the car. I don't have no bus out there. But I've been to the stop and catch it on my own. And it was wonderful. It was beautiful. And you have the chance to sit down and get free up your head and get smooth. So I worked on, I like your support, congregation, us all the years. I hear you say you were here from 1962. You was with us on the time. I know.
Yeah.
So yeah, so I want you to go on it and you enjoy it and you come back. As you said, that is one of the things I see that there not the certain people that can't sit down, you know, need to stop them, but they have the shot. Mm-hmm. They have the shot in one. And I'd like to say also before I go to Chi, to these ladies, a young lady and a young lady like me, that then I step in the bus. The younger lady, she know everything, she tell me, you can stop your walk, you have a walk, no. You can stop your walk, she do know everything. I like to say thanks to her. And when I reach out, I was like, there's another young lady like me, that whom the bus was not too near to the step on. So I had to jump car. So she asked me, you can jump car. I said, yeah. She had to let me help you. I said, let me show you how to hold it. And began jump car. And he jumped cars into the bus. So I just said thanks to those two wonderful ladies. And thanks to them. Okay.
I'll share this one with you before you go, Roz. I had a early morning meeting a couple week or two ago, and while sitting there waiting on the meeting to get started, we were at an outdoor area. I saw a young lady come up in a motorized chair. Very attractive young lady as well,
I might add.
As a sidebar.
And
I sat there saying to myself, should I get up and help her, or is she an independent lady who can help herself? One of her legs was strapped. She had a cane that she shook out, moved from sitting in the chair to using the cane. But of course, she would have needed assistance to get the door open to get into the area where she was going. But for most of the time, she was under her own steam. She came up in the motorized chair. She took her cane out from her side, shook it loose, unstrapped herself from her chair. Struggled a little bit to get up because, of course, one of her legs, as I said, was heavily strapped. So she obviously has some issues with that leg. But what struck me was the fact that she was on her own steam, and independent to a point. Yes, she still needed assistance. And this was, again, what came to my mind as I looked at her. When we build places, when we make places more accessible to persons with disabilities, we need to work with the organizations that support them so that we can get the best ways to put our entrances. In other words, some doors shouldn't open in, whether others you'd have to pull to open outward. Whether, you know, the width of the door, whether it could take a motorized chair or not. Those are the things we need to look at. It makes no sense having a washroom, a stall in a bathroom that can be wheelchair accessible, but the door to get to the bathroom is not the correct size.
Yeah.
Or there's a step up to get to the area. We need to work with the units. We need to work with the organizations so that we say, when we plan this, is it easier for persons with disabilities to push a door open, or is it easier for them to pull the door open? And
Mr.
things
Johnson,
like that, that will make it easier.
Mr. Johnson, I love you. But the disability, the best that involves us. Anytime you see, you can walk on a ramp and see how it's falling. If you walk and you're falling over yourself, that is not good. And the disability, they have some good social worker. I have to take my hat off to them and contact them. Those very best where I went to check my you see, I get to check my seeing, how good my seeing. I'm going to go into the authors. I have to tell the specialists, your album is not working.
Correct.
That's not good for somebody next. especially to you put you not let whoever on you there. You cannot put nothing on the web that will show you when the wind is falling.
Slippery tiles that look real pretty, but real slippery. Yeah.
Little tile, a little bit, where thin, I can't when the wind falls, that is very
slippery,
dangerous.
Yeah.
I tell them, you shall call national disability unit. Then they ask me, I know they're good. All of a sudden, call and do the best work in the business. And you can check and see. And you is so knowledgeable, pretty disabled. And you know a lot. That's why I can talk to you, because there's only four people now that know a lot about the disability, because we train and we train, and then those people retire all the days, and the training stop. We got to keep educating, and that is why you see that I is calling, because you know. I said to keep Islam, you know that when I first had to speak out, I had a lot of troubles.
Yep.
And
yep.
Now I don't bother who interested or not, because I will speak to my babe about disability. It's nothing but money or name, or it is that I wear the shoe.
Correct.
And they shouldn't get the tetanus off. So I cannot stop talking about this movie. And you don't stop. I will be okay backing you, supporting you, because you is one of the moderators that took it on. And then a full of moderators took it on. And that is how change is that. I hear people say, you don't call it on the radio. You write letters, you do it. Sometimes the way the night changes, because sometimes those persons, which I know, because they tell me, they will speak about change. That happens. And then you go out there and you speak out. That is how change
happens.
And you know, disability change in the last. Drastically, because some of the younger persons don't know, it changed drastically in the last 20 years.
Yes, I can't say 10,
since 15 to 20 years that disability changed. You see, obviously, and then you speak about the lady in the motor grocery chair.
Mm-hmm.
If you don't get out there, no change will ever happen.
Correct.
If you stay in the house and cry, it will never happen. And also, I am proud when I see my physical disability, because you know why my physical disability? Because I find my physical disability is the most shame. Or you know, if God can see or study what people say. So when I see a physical disability out there, and then people see that the change is for a purpose,
mm-hmm.
I congratulate you then, because some disabilities you cannot
see them.
So people will not understand. But when I see a physical disability, I even see one that I went with, mm-hmm. I see a man, he's on a hospital chair. He had to lose a good chair to the doctor. And he all ordered his coming out. It had it all moved away. And he didn't know. Mm-hmm. And he's on his belly. And he is losing his mouth. And he all ordered his coming out on this. The hospital, you know, the hospital. The hospital, they call it when them horses in
the gurneys, yeah. He's like that. I saw someone, a young guy actually, who had myasthenia as well. I don't know what happened to him. I should really check to find out. He was wheelchair bound, but he couldn't turn the wheels with his hands, so he was actually blowing into a pipe to get it to move. And I recall that there was another person I knew with a similar condition who he had problems breathing, and therefore he wouldn't have been able to blow into anything to get it to move because his breath wasn't strong enough. And I remember one of the tests that used to be done with me quite regularly was I would be asked to blow as much strength as I can, and after the second breath I just didn't have any either. So dealing with disabilities, there are different ways they affect different people, and sometimes you hit with more than one at the same time and you become almost totally helpless. And when your mind is working, and this is why, you know, I engage with you in the manner in which I do, because I know what it's like to have your mind working at 100 miles per hour and your body working at 15. And, you know, you want to do certain things and you can't, and it's a struggle. And you struggle between trying to do it yourself and asking for assistance. But that's why I fight, Roz, and I support you 100%. I always will. As long as I have strength, we lean on each other. And it's good hearing you. Take care. This is Dr. Brass Stacks. 4341790, the WhatsApp message at 266-4862 says, inform the BWA of an apparent burst in the Cuscus Circle Union Hall development. Cuscus Circle is take first left, the settlement on the right. There's a burst main, the Union Hall development in St. Philip. Brass X, good afternoon.
Dennis?
Yes, it is.
Not 2 calls ago, Errol was talking about your old man in the boat.
Mm-hmm, with the, yeah.
How many generals have the old man?
Mm-hmm.
I called the minister right about. They promised me to get a house to the old man.
Mm-hmm.
But everything they promise is failing. I got to carry water to the old man every morning or every day. I have to do everything for him. Mm-hmm. I cannot tolerate it. The old man is in a very depleted situation. The boat, he can't have a boat. And the house that he was living in is in very bad condition. And I don't think the minister is really getting the message. I mean, Santiago Barshaw, my friend, I don't think he's getting the message. He can't say he lives in the boat. And I'm just wondering how to carry water to the old gentleman. So I always wait, and when you say that no one is helping the old gentleman, the problem is in your house. Santia told me that she can get some old lady, they then go to work, and she can get that house in. Obviously, there's no. I'm sorry, Mika, shut up.
Okay, sir.
So, okay.
All right. Brass Sacks, good afternoon.
Good afternoon, Mr. Johnson.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. How are you?
I'm all right, sir. And you?
Yeah, not by myself. I have a problem here. I'm going to try to be quick about it because I know my time is kind of limited. This is really big one to use to this company, right?
Mm-hmm.
The barber's lamp ought to be exact.
Mm-hmm.
I find that the customer service is quite poor as it relates to the people. You understand?
Right.
I find with these companies, right?
What's the issue you have with them?
Hello?
What is the issue that made you say
issue,
so?
The issue here, listen to this. The issue here, right, is that mm-hmm. pole that carries the wire direct to my home.
Mm-hmm.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
I have noticed that over time, it started to move from the vertical position.
Mm-hmm.
Right? You understand?
Mm-hmm.
You know, the pole something carries a strap. I don't know if they call it like a support rod that mm-hmm. goes from the top of the pole into the ground.
Correct. Right. Very restrained, or whatever it is. Yeah.
Now, that strap broke a couple of months ago,
mm-hmm.
so roughly 3 months to be exact.
Okay.
Understand?
Mm-hmm.
I called, I relayed the matter,
mm-hmm.
right?
Mm-hmm.
Now, the sense I won a couple of weeks after to come and look at it,
mm-hmm.
the person kind of wrote up, whoever had a right, and that was it. I ain't hear nothing since. Understand?
Mm-hmm.
Now, as I believe that there should be able to see the poles move from the vertical position, right?
Because the wires will be pulling it if there's no restraint,
Right. And what happened now is that the wire that goes to my home, that had used to have a little loop in it. And right now it's torn. It's tight.
Okay.
So then what I'm saying, if that continues, you know what I'm saying? There's all the possibility that pole is going to come down. You understand?
Or your wire can pop.
Exactly. And it may cause some measure of damage to the home. Because we're dealing with electricity.
Right.
This isn't like just telephone or something. You know where I'm from?
Mm-hmm.
You know, we're dealing with electricity.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Mm-hmm.
So I'm seeing this is going on 3 months now. Right?
Mm-hmm.
And I think that is way too long.
Sir, you have to appreciate, sir. I'm trying to be fair to all parties because I understand your concern. And it's a serious one because electricity is something I won't advise anybody to play with. The last a little more than 3 months, we've had COVID restrictions and lockdown, and the company had said on more than one occasion that it has hampered the ability to respond to cases like that. I would suggest, now that they've opened back up, because I noticed they're opening back up some of their operations, and they sent a notice. I spoke to the PR lady on air about it a couple of weeks back, and she told me soon they'd be opening back up some of the areas listed out. And I went to check. I would suggest that you give them a call again, right? Give them the number, the poll again. You did the last time and tell them the situation is aggravated. It's worse now. The wire's pulling. So if you open back up your operation, please attend to this urgently. Because like you, I won't like it to fall on your house. If it was my house, I won't like it neither. Because live electrical wires, as far as I'm concerned, is danger and death. And I don't play with them two things because I can't unmix danger and I can't stop death. So, sir, I understand your concern. It can either pull out the wire from your house and be live, knocking about on the ground, or the pole can fall down. So I would suggest you give them a nudge and tell them, look, I understand COVID. I understand you may have been, short of people going out on the road regularly, but you open back up, give me a look up here, because my house looking a little dangerous to me. Give them a nudge, a serious elbow in the side. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. I like nudging utility companies. Brass Tacks, good afternoon. I can wait on the lightning part to tell you about the nudge about the telephone company and UPS. I won't jump them on that one because I nudged them on that too. And I got a response, but I'm not going to tell you what it is. I'll let them do it. Not going to steal their thunder. Brass Tacks, good afternoon.
Peace be unto you, Mr. Johnson.
My dear, how are you? So I got the two today, so I got difference between you and Mr. Lewis. Yes,
give
ma'am. I got you this time. Not going to call you again. Mr. Lewis called me, who also says peace be unto you.
Oh!
Gentleman called Mr.
Yes,
Lewis.
That gentleman. Yes.
Yeah, he speaks slowly, but he also says peace be unto you. Yep.
Yes.
Yeah.
He always comes with his Bible verses, yes.
He used to be a part of the government in electrical division, I believe, at one point.
Okay,
I
probably know him.
Yeah, he's an electrical fella.
I loved your interaction with my girl.
Roslyn?
Roslyn, yes.
She's a wonderful person.
Beautiful soul. I admire Roslyn from young. Don't care. Wherever you see Roslyn, you see her sister. So what? You see Sybil, you see. And I told Roslyn, just live her life. Even all in the disco. When Roslyn was in resident guest, when she go and she enjoy herself dancing. Nothing in keeping her back. And Roslyn, continue, my dear. She was speaking about disability. I want to talk about disability and electric pole. And, even myself, I born with one of my blood cells. Abnormal, you can see it. And, I never knew that was keeping me from staying. I was never athletic at school, and I didn't know it was that. I was strong, but then coming on to my mid-age, I find that there's a lot of things that I can do, and worrying made me very, very sick. So I am right now. I really, there's a lot of things I cannot do. And when I tell people that I have a disability, people say, well, sorry, nothing wrong with you.
Wrong with
so
you.
They say it's true. You know?
That's a fact.
It's really true. I was glad. I wish I could still work because I have my proper, I have a house and I have things to do to my home. That I was glad. I wish I could work. But if I work hard today, I can't do nothing tomorrow. I have to rest myself. You know, people wouldn't believe you, but when I was younger, I could work. And anybody that know me and know that where I was employed, they would tell you that I was never a shirker, I really think. But I work, as the old people say, I work out. No.
You work out? You burn out?
Yeah, so when people see you, because you must be, even though you have a disability, that don't mean you used to all or run around. Tell everybody, this and that, you have a disability. You will let them know when the time comes, and the doctor's there to prove. The doctor's ain't gonna turn the lights on me. But you see, when people say, nothing, but you don't look like nothing wrong with you, with the electric pole, no.
Mm-hmm.
My pole had a problem, and I had to wait, but eventually the gentleman came. I think it was late last month and the first week in this month, and I got my pole extended. So all the gentleman got to do is to just, ask.
Call them again, which is what I told him to do.
Miss Jackie Marshall is a wonderful person.
Yeah,
another lady I met, their name is Brown.
Mm-hmm.
And I find that things really change since that Barbados don't have it. No, there was number one on my list, and sanitation.
I have, and that's why I told him what I said, because what I have found in dealing with the utility companies in Barbados, and I really have to give Jackie, Jennifer, and the team at Light and Power their pip. When we have a problem and we send it to them, they respond. Even if it's to say, I got the message, we will deal with it, they respond. And it is important when you complain that you think someone listened and someone heard. Because if you don't think that, you have another problem. You have a problem with the person you spoke to. So I want to thank them for that. As we come to the end of this Thursday program, I wanted to save this for the end. A member of our team, I'll always think of her as a member of our team, Tamikia Skeet, who's been our production assistant, lost her brother tragically recently. I want you to know that our thoughts, our prayers are with you and your family, Tamikia. I know the pain is not going to go away, but I hope that there's justice and I hope that there's closure. And I want you to know we still think of you as a member of our family and your children who have grown up running around here at Starcom will always be part of our family. Have faith, my dear, and hold on to the good times. On behalf of the team of Michelle and yours truly, take care.